After video of an arrest Monday led to protests outside police headquarters, hours later, Schenectady officials announced changes to several police protocols Thursday. 3 days after video of an arrest in which a Schenectady police officer appears to place his knee on a man's neck sparked protest, city leaders unveiled 5 police reforms Thursday afternoon. Democratic Mayor Gary McCarthy.
We're always trying to do things better and reviewing things.
According to a release from Mayor McCarthy, Police Chief Eric Clifford, and Public Safety Commissioner Michael Idens, police will no longer be able to use a knee on a person's neck or head. Body camera footage of the arrest of 31-year-old Yogeshwar Gandaprasad shows Officer Brian Palmer doing just that. Palmer is now on desk duty as the incident is reviewed. McCarthy had signed an executive order on June 10th banning knee-to-neck holds and choke holds. Speaking with WAMC News, he commented on the addition of knee-to-head holds.
It seemed that the original order did not address all possible scenarios. Just tightening up the wording on it.
Another change, warrantless arrests must be approved by patrol supervisors. In the body camera footage, Officer Palmer speaks with Gandaprasad, who was accused by his neighbors of slashing tires in the neighborhood, before attempting to make an arrest.
Yes, okay. Let me talk to you, okay? We have it on camera. They don't want to press charges right now.
I don't care what they want to do, because I don't know what you're talking about. So bring that camera and show it to me, okay?
Okay, turn around. Put your hands behind your back. 35, start me a car.
But man,
yep,
what?
Turn around. Put your hands behind your back.
Yes, 35, foot pursuit. Guy needs mail.
Gandaprasad then runs to the backyard, contradicting his version of events recounted to WAMC earlier in the week. In the backyard, Palmer struggles with a resisting and unarmed Gandaprasad before holding the man to the ground with his knee.
Get out, man! This is my prep. I'm in the backyard! I'm in the backyard!
Palmer is shown punching Gandaprasad 6 times on the ground before he's handcuffed after additional officers arrive. Another brief struggle occurs before Gandaprasad is put in a patrol car. He told WAMC that he blacked out during the arrest and woke up in Ellis Hospital. The police department says Gandaprasad never lost consciousness. The reforms announced Thursday came after the footage was reviewed by the NAACP, members of the City Council, and the city's Civilian Police Review Board. Saying he was speaking for himself and not the board, Review Board Chair Dick Shave supports the restriction of warrantless arrests.
Once this is implemented and properly trained and properly enforced and, you know, into the DNA of the officers, none of this would happen without a supervisor there, which is, you know, a second officer and someone with more experience.
Other changes. The department will seek to remove any officer who uses unwarranted deadly force, and the department will explore further changes with the Civilian Police Review Board. Enhancements will also be made to de-escalation training. WAMC asked Shave whether he thinks the changes are adequate.
Adequate to what? Solving racism in America? Fixing policing in Schenectady? No, but it's certainly a great step.
In a statement, Police Chief Eric Clifford said his department is committed to protecting the life and property of all residents. He adds, quote, "We are committed to building trust and serving our community. Although that level of trust is being questioned right now, we are committed to continuing to serve our community. We will continue to engage with children, young adults, residents, visitors, and our senior citizens. We are committed to helping those who suffer from substance abuse disorder find treatment. We are committed to reforming the police department to meet the vision of our community. We are committed to listening, trying to understand, and being fair, impartial, and transparent in everything that we do," end quote. Demonstrators plan to return to Liberty Street in Schenectady on Monday. The community group All of Us has released a 13-point list of demands to the city. McCarthy said he understands their frustrations.
Some of it is how do you convert the protest into policy? And so hopefully some of that dialogue will shift to, again, either state legislation or local legislation that will, again, hopefully build confidence in public safety and policing specifically.
A review of the entire incident on Brandywine Avenue is being conducted by the Schenectady Police Department's Office of Professional Standards and the County District Attorney. McCarthy said he hopes to share further information about the investigation on Friday. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.